This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
It's Conan.
And Conan here.
Ian is somewhere doing stuff.
He is somewhere doing stuff. I think that he is at the Cheshire TV board meeting. He's on the board there of the local television station. However, since he's not here to pick the topic, I've picked one.
Yeah, King Mark.
That's right. Intergalactic ruler of all I survey. So there was, if you've been on the internet in the last couple of days, you've likely seen something to do with this story. This gal duct taped her dog's mouth shut. And apparently... With the post, this is what happens when you don't shut up. And
I don't know what world she grew up in. If you're going to do this, the last thing you would ever do would be to put it on social media where the whole world is going to see that. And there's so many dog lovers out there. This can't go well for her.
Right.
And she's obviously missing a few.
Right. It would be better to tape your child's mouth shut than your dog's mouth shut in today's world. Now, I'm willing to say that I'm going to make a guess. This is probably not the first dog to have its mouth taped shut.
I wonder if she has kids. That's a good question right there, Mark. We might need to be fearful of her kids as well.
Apparently the police have already been to visit her house, and that's what this particular story is about. It's from NBCConnecticut.com, and it's this gal who's accused of posting a photo, and I think that this is her biggest crime appears to be posting the photo, because, you know, abuses...
Yeah, she got caught.
Abuses happen to animals all across the world and all up and down this country, and people go on about their lives. And if you call this an abuse, and I'm not even prepared to do that, and I'll defend that shortly, but they do happen, and it's like people want to make an example of her. And you should never be made an example of. You should always be charged with what you've done,
right?
Not with what other people have done or what people might do in the future. That's not the role.
Right, what if she was being abusive to this dog, but the actual damage had not taken effect yet? So maybe she had no intention of removing this duct tape.
Okay, so she was going to leave the duct tape on there forever and ever?
Yeah. Okay. So 2 days from now, the dog is, you know, dehydrated and about to die.
Somebody has done that somewhere, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Or let their dog chain up to a tree. But, I mean, so that damage hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen.
Well, I think that we need to address issues of abuse as issues of abuse occur, as opposed to this could be an issue of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long this duct tape was on this animal. That would be, how long is it acceptable? And consider that what this is a makeshift muzzle, essentially. We had muzzles for our dogs. We had a particular dog that my mother just didn't trust with everybody around, and the dog would wear a muzzle when guests or whatever, sometimes when guests are around, just in case. You never knew.
Did it prevent the dog from barking?
It mostly prevented the dog from barking because it couldn't open its mouth all the way.
Was it still able to, like, drink water and eat food, though?
Well, you wouldn't eat... it certainly could not eat food,
right?
Because it couldn't fit through the little holes in the plastic, cage that was around its nose.
Oh, so he looked like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, it was still like that. That's, very good what she looked like. But I don't recall the animal drinking water. Usually the muzzle wasn't kept on long. You don't feel particularly welcome in a home where there's a dog with a muzzle running around, how long are you going to stay? animals can go some period of time without water in the same way that humans can. And, you know, we're all being, you know, they're being cared for and that kind of thing. So I don't know specifically as far as water goes. I'm going to guess that this animal did not have this tape on for very long, more than, let's call it 2 hours. And if that's the case, then I say that's not abuse. Now, if you're ripping the duct tape off and you're taking, you know, hair and skin or something like that, it's not very pleasant, but it doesn't look like that's what happened. Let's go to the article. A woman is accused of posting a photo on Facebook showing a dog muzzled with duct tape that sparked an outrage and went viral and has been charged. She has been charged with animal cruelty in North Carolina. A Facebook user with an account registered to Katie Brown posted a photograph on her Facebook wall on Friday of a dog that looks like a chocolate lab, with a duct tape wrapped around its mouth and a message, "This is what happens when you don't shut up." Anybody who's had a dog that doesn't shut up has some level of sympathy for Katie Brown.
I bet her neighbors were a little happier for at least a couple hours there.
There's some video of the neighbors here, and of course they're, you know, like, "Well, it doesn't seem like a very good idea. This is a terrible," you know, like.
But it sure was quiet over there. We got to sleep that night.
Yeah. Right. I had a situation where the neighbor's dog simply wouldn't shut up. I don't know how they slept.
Yeah, this is one of my pet peeves is barking dogs. And I can handle lawnmowers and, you know, trucks driving by, but barking dogs is just one of those things that it drives me insane.
No, well, yeah, it's awful.
And I previous dog owner.
What do you do about that? As a dog owner, what do you do?
Well, I train my dog, and by the way, he was a yippy yapper dog. Mm-hmm. He was a little miniature pincher. I trained him not to bark, and if he did when he was out in the backyard, he would get the stare.
If you bark again, you will get the hose again.
Yeah, you will get the hose again.
Police in Cary, North Carolina, charged Catherine Lemansky, 44, with animal cruelty after several law enforcement agencies in three states tracked her there, and she admitted to police that the incident happened in Cary, according to a statement released by the town of Cary, North Carolina, on Monday. Just a reminder, never talk to law enforcement.
Right. Well, here's the question.
Her lawyer would have told her, do not talk to law enforcement.
I'm wondering how they were notified. Do you think they were teed off by a Facebook user, or do you think they're monitoring that area's Facebook? Or, I mean,
somebody certainly. This was huge. I mean, this was totally viral. This whole thing, and it's people on either side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, "Well, this is cruelty," and other people are like, "Well, you know, it doesn't have to be cruelty, not necessarily." So, going on here, taping the dog's muzzle shut was a terrible decision on Ms. Lemansky's part. Charging her with animal cruelty under North Carolina law was the right thing to do, Cary Police Captain Randall Ryan said in a news release. And I'm sure he, feels like this is a good thing for his department. But the dog, who police identified as Brown, will not be taken away from Lemansky, Ryan noted. Neither will Brown's littermate because they appear to be well cared for. Now, get this. This dog that this woman is being charged with animal cruelty for taping its mouth shut appears to be, according to the police who charged her, well cared for. At the same time, it's important to also note that our animal control officers, who physically examined both Brown and her littermate, found the dogs to be very well cared for, which is why we did not and could not remove them from the owner. The dogs are current on their shots, spayed, and microchipped. They are clean and well-nourished and appear to be comfortable in their surroundings. There were no signs of injury to Brown's muzzle, not even detectable hair loss. So,
the question is, does it go any further, or should it end here?
Well, I think that the police department, just felt like they had to do something. Oh, well, we've got three agencies involved here, plus the animal control folks.
And they're just following the rules or following procedure, right? This is protocol.
Yeah.
It's got to go to the next level. These police officers
they
can't make, well, that's where I'm going, I'm playing. They can't make decisions on their own because, you know, they're just, you know, just that this is their job.
Well, I want to know what our listeners think, because I suspect our listeners are split just like everybody else is out there. Is this animal cruelty? Because I say it's not. This is somebody's making a poor choice, perhaps, but does it rise to the level of a criminal charge or a violation or whatever this is? Does it rise to the level of the government getting involved? I think that's ridiculous. She got whatever punishment she needed to get by this thing going viral. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
My name is Bill Bonner and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Tuesday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
855-450-3733. That's the number you'd use if you wanted to comment on this story that's, well,
Is it abuse?
It's all over.
Is it stupidity?
Yep.
What's going on with this?
All over the internet. This woman uses duct tape to duct tape her animal's mouth shut. We don't know how long it happened. She took a picture. She put it on Facebook. Now, I guess the question I would ask somebody who thought this was abuse, I think we're having some phone trouble, so it may be a while before we take a call. Certainly won't be this. May not be this segment. Unless we can figure this out, unless the board op can figure it out. So what I would ask somebody who believed that this was abuse. Now, Conan, what do you think? Taping the dog's mouth shut.
Well, coming from the farm community and dealing with a lot of animals throughout my life, I have seen abuse.
Mm-hmm. I've seen abuse too.
I've seen farmers just losing their cool and maybe slapping an animal around.
Sure.
I've also experienced humanely dealing with animals who are maybe problems or maybe they're meat and they're being prepared to be eaten.
I've
seen things that most people have not seen.
Mess ups, right? Like sometimes when you're dispatching an animal,
right? You can
sometimes things go wrong,
right? This is plain stupidity. But as far as abuse, no, I don't think so. The woman made a bad decision, and I think the flack she's getting from social media is all she deserves. And guess what? She'll probably never, ever do this again. You don't need to fine her. You don't need to take her to court. You don't need to. She's already been humiliated. She's already been made an example of. And the authorities have already come out and said, hey, look, the dogs are in good condition. They're healthy. She's obviously been taking care of them their whole lives. She just made a bad decision.
Yeah, I think that I don't even know that I go as far as that. Okay, so having your muzzle, your mouth taped shut if you're a dog is not going to be particularly pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But neither is coming out and getting sprayed with a hose or a squirt bottle or something like that. Most people would claim that squirting an animal in the face with a squirt bottle to correct it and teach it not to do a particular behavior is just fine. But I can assure you it's not pleasant.
No.
So the question is can you do something that is not pleasant for the animal if the animal is not harmed? That's my question. That's the question I would be asking.
I don't think that muzzle training actually works. But I mean, they do make muzzles that are humane. They don't bite into the dog's bones or,
This wasn't either. I'm looking at this duct tape and it's not like, this animal's mouth isn't just, abused.
It looks all right. The only thing I would be fearful of is taking it off, the next day and pulling whiskers
with it. You said the next day, but we don't know if it was on for another hour.
Yeah.
We have no clue. They do make muzzles that are made of fabric that slide over dogs' mouths,
mm-hmm,
that prevent them from opening their mouths at all. And the fact that they sell these things says to me that, okay, now we have a situation where the only distinction between the duct tape and the muzzle, a fabric muzzle that would hold the animal's mouth shut in the same way, is adhesive.
Right.
And an animal can be hurt, certainly, by having duct tape ripped off of its muzzle. There's no doubt about it. But if that's the distinction, then I don't think the animal should have been the woman should have been charged if there was no sign that the dog was hurt by it, right? There's no visible hair loss. I'm reading from the article here from NBCConnecticut.com, although this is North Carolina, so, whatever. I've got the article I've got. What they're saying for is the dog appeared to be well cared for and will not be taken away, nor will its litter mate. That there was no injury, and there were no signs of injury to Brown, that's the dog's muzzle, not even detectable hair loss. So the dog's current on a shot, spayed, microchip, clean, well-nourished, and appear to be comfortable in their surroundings. It's just that Brown wouldn't shut her trap, and Mama had enough.
Yeah.
And she got some duct tape out, and, you're told if it can't be fixed with duct tape or what's the other thing? WD-40. Then it's not broken, right? So she attempted to fix the problem with one of the two tools that you need to have. And I've got to say that whatever punishment this woman needed came from the internet. Mm-hmm. The scolding that she got, the viral aspect of this you can believe that account has been shut down. And that's, to me, the sum total of what needs to happen. She's seen that this is essentially unacceptable, socially unacceptable punishment for an animal. Now, I would ask somebody to explain to me the difference between, you know, what are the acceptable sorts of punishment that are uncomfortable for an animal that don't cause serious harm. But the unacceptable is the unacceptability of this that is long term. Because I would ask, okay, if you go to the local pet store and you buy one of these muzzles that's made of fabric that they sell right there, so therefore I would assume...
Yeah, they're hanging there right next to the electric shock collars.
Right, the shock collars that... I mean, there's some punishments, or I should say corrective techniques, like striking the animal, squirting it in the face with a spray bottle, putting on a bark collar. These things are less pleasant... In the short term, but they're short. So all these things go quickly. I don't think anybody's ready to say that smacking a dog in the face with a hand is, you know, grounds for a charge yet. I mean, maybe there are some people that are willing to say that, but...
Yeah, I would say that they're out there.
Yeah, they're welcome to call. The number is 855-450-3733. Because maybe I've got this wrong. I'm just trying to come to a conclusion here. And so far, where I've got to start, the place you have to start is innocent until proven guilty. So I have to assume this woman's innocent. I also have to assume that when beings live together, there's going to be incidences that are less palatable than others. No one wants to, you know, charge the dog when it poops inside or something like that, right? Like, there's none of that. The animal gets all the leeway. The human apparently gets none. Okay, are we the rational creatures? Sure. But we're emotional creatures at the same time, and sometimes we come unhinged.
But it's like, but dogs are like big, dumb kids. You can't, they're innocent. They don't really know what they're doing, and if they do poop in the living room, they're probably doing it because they really wanted to go outside and take care of business, but you were a bad parent.
Sometimes
you didn't let them out.
Sometimes it's the case, but every dog owner's had an incident where you just let the dog out, and then they decide to come in and do it on the floor. Usually these are puppies, and they're still learning, and it takes time. But, are you telling me that physical correction isn't acceptable in that circumstance? Because I have seen it work.
Yeah.
I've lost my cool on a dog that I had some time ago, and after she had just kept on going to the bathroom in the house and kept 9 months old. I mean, this was not particularly a puppy. Lost my cool on her and used physical correction after I had never used it before.
And it worked.
That dog never went in the house again. Well, when she was sick a couple of times. But that was the end of this. Suddenly the message was brought home.
So what you're saying is some people just need a dictator. Some people get along just fine, but some people just need a dictator.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. What do you think about this?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. last year due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So it's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Carney.
I want to tell you real quick, if you're going to do some Christmas shopping, that you probably want to do, you want to save some money. I mean, who doesn't want to save money? Well, we've made it easy for you. You just go to saveatpurse.com to do all the shopping that you do on Amazon. You can get just about everything you can get at Amazon there, but you can get it at a huge discount. Discounts from, they have a sort of a quick discount thing that I think is still 10%. Maybe that was just for Black Friday. So normally it's 5%. You can go check it out, saveatpurse.com. But I've had savings on up to 45%. These are on prices on things on Amazon, which are already cut down as far as the margins can go. And it's amazing to get these kind of sales. I mean, when have you ever heard of a sale at Amazon? They almost never do that. They may have some Black Friday things going on that are loss leaders, but you're not going to save 45% off of retail there. Their retail. Go to saveatpurse.com and you will. If you buy with Bitcoin. That's really the trick, and that's why you want to get Bitcoins. That's why Bitcoins are becoming more and more popular, and the price is going up. They're becoming more valuable versus euros, more valuable versus rubles, more valuable versus U.S. dollars. You can sign up at saveatpurse.com. Save huge money by simply using Bitcoin. Saveatpurse.com. Perhaps this woman, who apparently was arrested by Cary, North Carolina police, for muzzling her dog with some duct tape. Perhaps she wishes that she had had a regular fabric muzzle on this fateful day when the police showed, when she decided to unwisely post the dog's face to Facebook so that I guess she's trying to amuse her friends. See? She just wouldn't keep her mouth shut. Brown is the name of the dog.
Well, that's what Facebook is for. It's like, what did you eat today? Mm-hmm. How's your day going? What you saw on the way to work, and how did you treat your dog who's barking and about to get you evicted from your rental? You just solved it, and hey, I got to tell everyone about this.
Right.
Bad move. Very, very bad decision.
Very bad.
But here's another way to look at it. I mean, maybe she was reading on one of the dog forums about how to make your dog shut up, and someone's like, oh, well, you need a muzzle. And she's like, well, she goes to Amazon, and she's looking at the prices of muzzles. She's like, these are pretty expensive. I mean, people spend a lot of money on dog products. And she's like, well, you know what? Maybe I should just test this and see if it just works. So I got duct tape on the workbench over there. I'll try it out. And
if you're going to make a muzzle from duct tape, you should make it so it doesn't stick to the animal. Because mm-hmm. from what I can distinguish here, the big problem is adhesive. The people are worried about the animal. You know, the duct tape looks sort of, you know, rough hewn. Looks like it looks trashy, I guess. And you know, when it's stuck to the dog's muzzle, they're worried that it's going to tear skin, that it's going to pull out hair, and a variety of other things. And that essentially, remember, there's a contingent out there, a percentage of the population that believes essentially coming into contact with animals is abuse. Right?
And they're the same guys that believe that, you know, we should all be eating grains and living off of mushrooms.
Guys or gals, I would say that the percentage of people that believe that at least is 50-50, male to female.
And probably breeding dogs to suit our purposes, whether they be cattle dogs or we want a little small purse dog.
Well, consider what it is for a dog. I mean, like, the life for a dog is prison. Right?
Except they love it.
They don't.
Well, most dogs.
They want to get. Oftentimes they want to get out, but they want to come back when they want to come back, and sometimes they're incapable of coming back because they don't get out very often, mm-hmm. and you know, a variety of things. My dog doesn't have it like that, but she does have to deal with. You know, she went out and got ticks, and you know, the medicine we put on her wasn't good enough to stop the ticks, so she has Lyme disease.
Ooh.
But she does, however, get to sort of roam about and do her thing. It doesn't seem to affect her poorly, but, I mean, not every dog can have, like, not every dog can be owned by somebody who has 11 acres, and I'm sure that there's things about her life that she would like to be improved, from moment to moment. So, but the average person, their dog doesn't get to get out of a given geographic area, usually the house and the yard or the house or whatever it is, and that, what we call that for humans is jail.
Right.
So dogs live in a state of confinement already. You know, you cannot treat them like humans, because if you just let them go about doing their thing, they're going to act like dogs.
They'll be in the garbage next door. They'll be running out on the highway, causing an accident.
Lucky to survive an accident that happened on the interstate down in Bradenton, Florida, because some redneck couldn't keep their dog in their yard.
Yeah, we actually lost a dog, very young dog, a couple of months old, who was out there chewing on the electrical cable, and he electrocuted himself just like that.
120?
Just a small 120.
Okay. Kind of surprised that would kill the animal.
I don't know. He got stuck on it somehow.
He's dead.
It couldn't get off of it.
It can happen.
I mean, we're talking about a wet mouth. Maybe that's what that did it.
Yep. Well, you know, these things happen.
So, yeah, dogs, not so smart. They're fun to have around.
You can't treat... Okay, so you can't anthropomorphize an animal. They have to be treated like an animal, however that is. And we have to decide what is a proper and what is acceptable behavior for animals in our society. And remember that other societies treat animals differently. They eat dogs in China.
Mm-hmm.
We eat animals here in the United States. Very smart animals. Pigs, for instance. As smart as dogs, according to anybody out there. And some would claim that the pigs are even smarter than dogs. How come it's acceptable to house pigs in big, giant factory farms where they're 50 to a pen? They have to dock their tails so they don't crop their ears so mm-hmm. They don't chew them off of each other. You know, they get fed. They never see sunlight. They, you know, like, these conditions would be considered abusive if they were used on human beings, but it's okay to do that to pigs because I didn't see it happen, but you can't tape your dog's mouth shut and put it on Facebook because my feelings have been, all the jimmies have been rustled. Somebody have been rustling the jimmies. And I'm sick of crybabies messing with folks. And that's what this is. This is a bunch of crybabies, from what I can tell. This isn't about animals being treated better. This is about, you know, some police department getting better public relations based on the fact that they've decided to charge a woman with animal cruelty who they say right here in their own reports that there was, you know, there's nothing wrong. The animal is well cared for, as was its litter mate. That there was no visible signs of abuse, that the hair around the dog was fine, that, you know, that there's just no... They didn't take the animals away from a woman that they charged with abuse.
Yep, it should be dropped. Right now, it's just they should not take it any further. It's over as far as I'm concerned.
Let's go to Glenn calling in from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Okay. Hey. I'm trying to figure. Bradenton, Florida, redneck? What, everybody south of the Mason-Dixon line is a redneck?
There's an awful lot of rednecks in Florida.
I'm from Bradenton, Florida, and I can tell you, you know, from the location that these folks were at, Linger Lodge Road, that, and, you know, I was born in that area. I grew up in that area. I know what we're talking about here. Yeah. Redneck is a very likely circumstance. And they let, and their dog was running out on the interstate. So, you know,
right.
Strike one, strike two.
Have done the DeSoto Festival myself. Interesting.
You've been to the DeSoto Festival? Did you catch any of those little coins that they toss out there?
Oh, yeah, we got those. I was in high school choir back in the 70s. We watched,
I had every one of them for, like, several successive years.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, that became politically incorrect, too. Anyway, as usual, I disagree with you at multiple levels.
Okay, great.
Well, first of all, it's very important to be able to respire through both your nose and your mouth. If you get nasal congestion, stuff like that, if that dog got plugged up, you know, you could have trouble breathing. If I do a whole bunch of stuff right, and I don't do a bunch of bad stuff wrong, but I do something wrong, then I've still done something wrong, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So, okay. So,
that's how the criminal justice system works. You can live a perfect life, you do one thing wrong, bam.
Right. And the way abuse happens.
Glenn, just hold on just one second. I want to hold on to you here if I could. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Tuesday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
You can give us a call, give your opinion on what's going on here with this woman who's used duct tape to, well, to muzzle her dog. And we've got Glenn on. He's gonna give us his take on it.
Here. School us on proper muzzles and whether they're too tight or whatnot.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in with your opinion. Anybody who uses the internet today really needs to consider safety protocols. One of them that you need to consider is how to anonymously use the internet without your internet service provider storing all your information, selling that to whomever they wish, turning it over to whomever they wish, doing whatever they want. It's basically like the difference between writing a letter that's sealed with a security envelope versus a postcard. You know better. You shouldn't be doing it that way. So, the solution is ProXPN. They offer OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. It works on Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities. So if you're torrenting or whatever, you don't have to worry about what it is that you... Because, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can torrent. It's not all pirated stuff. But ProXPN makes it easy. They've got more servers around the world, greater speed, security. They've integrated Nonclay.com to master emails. If you get that premium account that we're talking about here, they accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. If you use the code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. And that can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it should be used. Go to ProXPN.com now. Use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go back to Glenn calling in from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you were telling us about sort of what's acceptable in the area of muzzles for dogs and what isn't.
First of all, the whole concept of abuse, I think you guys know I'm a nurse by trade, right? So
I don't know anything about you, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, we've spoken many times. Okay, I have alluded to it previously. So when you look at how abuse happens in moments of anger, weariness, frustration, stress, couple that with a bad judgment and bad things happen.
Sure.
Okay, so you're going to have somebody who does a whole lot of things right, almost nothing wrong, and then something horrific happens. Okay,
right.
So, my big problem with the duct tape thing is, a muzzle does not prevent a dog from respiring through his mouth, breathing through his mouth, okay? The duct tape...
I don't know if I agree with that. I'm looking right now at Amazon.com, and I'm seeing all kinds of fabric muzzles that hold the dog's mouth shut.
They don't hold them, like, that shut, okay? I've had a greyhound work with dog muzzles and stuff of various sorts, plastic ones, little loop ones that go over the head, the cloth ones. They don't prevent the dog from, even if they're somewhat restrictive in how much can open, it does not prevent the dog from respiring, breathing through its mouth. Okay, so, and we have had a guy around, a groomer around here who had a barking dog, whacked the dog in the throat, the dog died, I mean, the place got picketed and stuff like that.
What did he whack it with?
His hand. This is where I used to take my cat to get groomed, and I just continued taking my cat there because the guy didn't even get rid of the offending groomer. So, they were, like I said, there were protests and pickets in front of the place and everything.
That's going to happen when it comes to animals. People love animals.
The duct tape is a bad. If you have a behavioral problem with a dog, this is part of the expense of owning a dog. You should consult a behavioral specialist, a trainer. You can look over and ask about things like muzzles or those collars. A lot of people think the collars are inhumane. I personally do not agree. I had a friend who had a Chesapeake retriever whom he was able to train really, really well with one of those shock collars because you're coupling the collar, you use voice commands, you use the beep on the collar, and then you use the collar set to the minimum effective shock, when you do it. So, after, a very brief period of time of responding, if the dog's really being annoying and it gets the shock, it's like, okay, now you have my attention. So that's a three-step thing. Your goal is to get the dog to respond to the verbal command. So you're giving the verbal command, then you're giving the beep as a warning, and then you give the least possible shock. My friend's dog, would have been killed if it had run out on the roads near the house where they lived and stuff. He was able to control its behavior, its barking, and the dog adored the guy, and it was a very judicious person and used it very reasonably, and had great results training a dog with that.
So, Glenn, you mentioned that you do all the right things, but then you do one wrong thing, and it sounds like this lady, she's doing all the right things for a dog; they're healthy and all.
Right.
She made this one bad decision. Right. Where do you think it should be? How do you think it should be handled?
Well, I think, basically, if they ascertain that this is not acute or fine, if she's learned her lesson, like, okay, I won't do that anymore, that's fine. The dog may need some training. Barking dogs are problematic, and so she needs to find a way to, a proper way. A lot of people, people just don't train, don't go to the effort to learn how to train a dog.
They just chain them to their back porch and just let them live.
No doubt about that. There are absolutely, animals that get more care and less care, in this country. And that, I don't like it particularly either. But I guess what my question is that, is this abuse or is this
an
aesthetically displeasing way to correct an animal?
No, I consider it abusive because it could have potentially, if the dog had gotten stuffed up in the nose, or if the tissues had swollen in the nose, the dog could have asphyxiated. So, yes.
If it was on long enough, but we don't know how long this happened.
No, if it happened suddenly or an allergy or something like that, you don't know.
And animals die every day. Are you a vegan?
No, that's immaterial to the
context. It is not immaterial.
This context of this discussion, it is. That's a different question. That's not this question.
Okay.
That's immaterial to the context of this question.
Well, we're either for abuse or against abuse, right? I mean,
look. We're not discussing the problems of all of man's interactions with animals. We're discussing this situation.
Okay, fine. You claim that this is abuse. Abuse has to be rated on a sort of a scale, right? Like, so it either reaches the level of abuse or it does not reach the level of abuse.
Right.
You call it mild abuse. Great. I would say that it is something less than mild abuse. And what I'm saying is that we participate constantly in abuse towards animals in that we interact with them all the time, and No one says anything about it.
We're not trying to solve all the problems of the world. We're trying to solve this one. By the way, I disagree with you about this, the making of examples of people. The reason why a lot of communities have the DUI, you know, blotter on the local cable access channel, or the reason criminal verdicts are a matter of public record, it to be a dissuading influence on others. So, yes, when things are done to punish people, it is a matter of making an example. You know, so it's like, hey, I don't want to, that person happened to me, so I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you understand that there's a punishment for bad action that is different than punishing someone severely so that other people don't do it in the future.
No, it's not a matter of severity. It should be appropriate, but also public record is okay. You know, yeah.
I'm not claiming the public record is not okay.
No. You don't punish someone severely as an example, but
that's what it means. Making an example of people. That's what that statement means.
That's not what that means. No, making an example. You assign the appropriate punishment, and you make an example. Like when Tommy is appropriately put in time out in kindergarten. Okay, it's an appropriate punishment, but it's also an example to the others. Okay. It can mean what you're saying, but it doesn't have to.
I think as it is used in popular nomenclature is that it means, well, it depends on you. Okay, so now my whole argument is blown up because you disagree with my pronunciation of the word nomenclature. Ridiculous. Look, man, I'm going to pronounce it nomenclature, Glenn, and I don't care what you think.
Well, you're from Bradenton. You're a redneck. Of course you're going to say it wrong. You and Alex Jones.
I am I'm a Yankee. Yankee came down to Bradenton. I was born in Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
Hello? Wow, so you've seen the humongous Bradenton-Sarasota International Airport.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody has to fly from Canada.
Okay, so you said this is minor abuse. Are we at a break?
Yeah, we're at a break. Thanks so much for the call, Glenn. I think that what to make an example of somebody means is to, punish them severely so that they don't, so that nobody does it again, as though this works. Yes, obviously, you don't not punish someone because other people won't, see it or something like that. But mercy takes a role. And I think in this case, this woman received all the punishment she needed in that she got a lot of feedback on social media for duct taping her dog's mouth shut. It was a bad choice. It's a bad choice from the standpoint of aesthetics, would be my opinion. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.